Finally, the practice of Tonglen extended to include all sentient beings. For all the practices before we started practicing Tonglen, what have we been saying is avoid and transform the negativity and adopt positive actions of body, speech, and mind. Avoiding the negativity, the negative actions of body, speech, and mind, this is predominantly Hinayana Buddhism, and then transforming those negativities and using them as a source for our practice and generating positive actions is that of the practice of Mahayana Buddhism. Treating all arising causes, all experiences with equanimity. If we are experiencing hardships or difficulties, both externally and internally, they're a source of practice. And if things are going well, we're experiencing favorable conditions, we also use those conditions as practice. When we are experiencing difficult conditions or suffering a lot of afflictive emotions, then we wish that while we're experiencing these, that this represents the suffering of all sentient beings, and then we take on the suffering of all sentient beings at the same time as we are experiencing our suffering. So we transform it into a practice of compassion. And when we're experiencing favorable conditions, when we're happy, we wish that all beings may experience similar happiness and joy and favorable conditions. And now that we are starting to practice Tonglen, we make the aspiration to take away the suffering of all sentient beings and take it upon ourselves, and to give away to all sentient beings all our good fortune and our good qualities. Wish for their happiness above ours. What does the practice of Tonglen do? It helps us to deepen our practice of the four boundless qualities, and it helps to reduce our self-grasping. And it helps us to realize our true nature of mind, the state of Rigpa. In the state of mind, we realize the purity of all phenomena. What is the great obstacle for us realizing this is the self-grasping, our ignorance, and all of these discriminatory thoughts and judgmental thoughts, which makes our mind very narrow. Our true nature of mind is very vast and very warm and very spacious and very connected. When our mind is very open and vast, we have a lot of space to accommodate other people's troubles and worries and anxieties and suffering. And what does the self-grasping do? It breaks this connection. How does it break this connectedness with others? Is because of our fear. What do we fear? We fear being hurt, so we protect ourselves. And when we do this, instead of being connected with other people, it breaks that connection with others, and we feel independent and separate from everybody else. Have you ever noticed if you're feeling very unhappy or you feel fearful, do you feel connected to everybody else, or do you sort of separate yourself from others and maybe push other people away? The practice of Tonglen can help us with this by leaning into our own fears and our own worries and concerns. We embrace those fears and we are maybe able to deal with them much better than if we try and run away from them. And when we lean into those fears, we really get to know ourselves better. Initially in our practice, we still have thoughts that I am practicing Tonglen or I am practicing kindness and compassion. In these instances, we are practicing relative bodhicitta, because we still have that conceptuality of an I doing it. When we realize this true nature of mind of ours, the Rigpa, this is pure presence. In this state of mind, we just have this natural awareness. And in this natural awareness, our mind is very spacious and very warm, and as we say, very connected. And in the state of mind, we also don't have this idea that I am practicing Tonglen. We are just naturally practicing the practice of Tonglen. The method of practice is the same as before. We visualize that all of the suffering, the pain, all the unhappiness of all the sentient beings transforms into this dark black smoke, which we breathe in. And when we breathe it in, it goes into our heart center and it dissolves all our self-clinging, our self-grasping. It transforms into boundless light. And we breathe out that boundless light, which remedies, solves all of the problems of all the other sentient beings. And they feel happy and content. The difference now is that we are doing it on behalf of all sentient beings, not just for one person or for a group of people.